Ready for approaching Third Hague Conference. Saturday, May 11th, 1912. The Marion Daily Star. Meetings will be held at Lake Mohonk next week. Notable speakers will be present. Prominent men from abroad and many of the United States will speak on various subjects, especially those related to international peace. The program. Lake Mohonk, New York, May 11th. The approaching Third Hague Conference, the proposed International Court of Arbitral Justice, the arbitration treaties, general in particular, will be considered at the 18th Annual Lake Mohonk Conference on International Arbitration. To meet by invitation of Albert K. Smiley of Mohonk Lake, New York, May 15th and 17th. Among the speakers from abroad will be Dr. Christian I. Lange, Secretary of the Interparliamentary Union, and Dr. Albert Gobat, Director of the International Peace Bureau at Bern, who will discuss the work of their representative organizations. Dr. Ottfried Nippold of Germany, Professor of International Law in Bern University, who will speak on the Third Conference. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas of Persia, leader of the Baha'i Movement, and J.P. Santamarina of Buenos Aires will also discuss Pan-American International Arbitration. General Stuart L. Woodford, New York, Justice William R. Riddell of the Ontario High Court of Justice, William C. Dennis of Washington, and others will speak on the arbitration treaties with Great Britain and France, while Honorable Peter W. Beldrin of Savannah will make an address on the proposed Court of Arbitral Justice. Some of the latest developments in international law will be described by Professor George Grafton Wilson of Harvard University and Professor L.S. Rowe of the University of Pennsylvania. The presiding officer of the conference will be President Nicholas Murray Butler of Columbia University, who has several times filled that office and made notable opening addresses. Other speakers will include Honorable Henry Watterson of Louisville, Judge Selden P. Spencer of St. Louis, Charles P. Neal, United States Commissioner of Labor, and Hamilton Holt.